May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to read to you from 1 John. When you think about 1 John, most people think about 1 John 1:9, but I want to read the context of it as we get there. What was from the beginning and what we have heard, and what we have seen with our eyes, and what we beheld, and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life is manifested, we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, not eternal life, but the eternal life, speaking of Jesus, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you may also have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write so that our joy may be made complete. And this is the message that we've heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him there's no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with Him, now He's just earlier invited them, the people He's writing to, into the fellowship that they're experiencing with Jesus. Language we might use is a yielded walk with the Lord and knowing His presence. But if we say we are walking with Him, I'll just read it this way, and yet we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Now, the word walk in darkness is just as your lifestyle, you're walking in darkness. Don't claim that you're walking in the Spirit. Don't claim that you're living a yielded life, walking with God, while at the same time you're consistently pursuing a life where you're walking in darkness. But if we walk in the light, as He Himself is in the light, in other words, if we've chosen to live a yielded life, to walk in the Spirit, but if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. It's always been a fascinating passage to me. But again, understand the language here. He says, again, if you're living a lifestyle of walking in darkness and yet claim to be having fellowship with Jesus, walking with Him, that's not true. But if you come to the place where you're now walking in the light, where you've made a decision to pursue Him as a priority of your life, to walk with Him, to walk in the Spirit, to live a yielded life, He says, then we have fellowship with one another and His blood cleanses us from all sin. Now, what is that all about? Because I thought if you yielded to Him and you're walking with Him and you're pursuing His fellowship, you don't have the need for the blood of Christ to cleanse you from all sin because you're walking in victory over sin. Well, you're certainly going to walk in more victory than you've ever known before, and you can walk in consistent victory, but I've never known anybody who's ever walked in total victory. And it's one thing to say you are living a life of a hypocrite, where you say you're walking with God and yet you're living in darkness. And it's another thing to say that you are living in fellowship with Him, but there are those times when you blow it. And as you blow it, the blood of Christ will cleanse you from all sin. That's important for us to hear, because you need to understand the difference between somebody who's living a carnal life and somebody who's living a spiritual life. Living a spiritual life doesn't mean that you won't sin sometimes. Now, saying this isn't to give you permission to go run around sinning, you know, because even though He never stops loving you, victory over sin brings a degree of fellowship that's just extraordinary. But it's not sin that will cause you to walk in darkness for days. If you've yielded your life to Jesus, there are going to be times in spiritual warfare you're going to mess up. And the blood of Jesus is there to cleanse you from sin so you can keep walking. He says this, "And if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us." Because there are times when we sin. And the way to walk in victory isn't to pretend like it isn't sin, is to be honest about your sin. Let me just give this word to you too. If you find yourself as a person who the thing you struggle with the most is the way other people act. Not necessarily sin, they just don't do right, don't seem to be sensitive, don't have the burden that you have for things, or the heart priority for other things, and yet you find yourself critical of them, you who are being critical of them have a beam in your eye. How can you see the speck that's in their eye? Because he says, if you say you have no sin, you're deceiving yourself. All of us blow it at times. And so what in the world are we doing judging others of their behavior? And sometimes it's not even sin, it's just they're being led to do something different than you are. They have a different priority than you are. And yet you're sinning by criticizing them? That's a serious issue. Amen? If that's your struggle, get with God and get a breakthrough. And every time you have it happens to you, you repent it. Repent as soon as you can. The blood of Christ will cleanse you from your sin. But if we confess our sins, now look at the condition. If we say we have no sin, we're deceiving ourselves. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a promise. He's faithful. How faithful is God? 100% faithful. So not only will he forgive you, but he will cleanse you. So get this. When you're walking with God and you blow it, part of victory is you have also victory over your sin that you've just committed. We can walk in Christ as our victory to not sin, but when we blow it, he's also our victory having sin. And it's not the fact that you sin that will keep you from fellowshipping with him. It's refusing to confess your sin and call it sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God really doesn't want to hear your argument with, Lord, I've done this again. I don't earn this. I haven't deserved this. Somehow you feel like it's unjust. Well, he's faithful and just. His idea of justice is different than yours. You see, Jesus took the penalty on the cross for all your sins forever. And so you're able to come to him. That's how we maintain our fellowship with him. Because you're going to trip up, but if you trip up and all you do there is lay there and think, well, you've blown your shot at it, and you can't ever know his fellowship again, you're going to be in real trouble. Jesus said, if you don't let me wash your feet, you have no part with me. He didn't say in me. They belonged to him. He'd already said that they were all clean. They'd been bathed. They were clean. But there are going to be times when you get your feet dirty. And Peter didn't want to own that. He didn't want Jesus to wash his feet. And Jesus said, if you want to know fellowship with me, you got to let me wash your feet. Dirty feet don't rob you from fellowship with me. Your unwillingness to own that you have dirty feet is what robs you. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we say that we have not sinned, if we keep it, we want our pride, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. We can't fellowship with him. That's one of the most important things you'll ever learn. It's one thing to come to the place where you yield your life to him, you start letting Christ live his life through you, you walk in victory, but there are going to be failures. How do you get victory when there's failure? Tell him you failed. And don't sugarcoat it. Confess it. The word confess is to agree with. The Holy Spirit will tell you what you've done. Don't rationalize it. Don't change it. Don't call it something different. Call it what it is. He'll cleanse you. Not just forgive you, but cleanse you. He'll remove that thing. He'll make you pure again. And then start walking again. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.